last year we did this interview?
Yes.
And we're back again.
One more time. And nominated you, again.
What is it? What is this, 15 now? Like, how
yes.
many?
Yes.
That's incredible.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You know, just when you think it's like, okay, you know, that was your last, whatever, now pass the baton. You do it again.
What is it, do you think it is about your career? Because you could either be the person in front of the mic or you could be the mentor helping out the next big superstar. What do
it's
you think it is?
Because I'm comfortable in all those places. My mom passed in 2010, and she was the same way. Mm-hmm. She would train us to sing, but she was just as comfortable up front as, you know, singing background. And I always loved making up background parts. Mm-hmm. So it's always simple for me to get with an artist and say, hey, I think I want you to do this, and not even be thinking about me up front, you know. So this is just a pleasure. I'm just so happy to be able to do any of this and continue for 46 years.
But the amazing thing is, people would, you know, if they were first to hear you perform, they would think gospel, hard soul, anything like that. But then when you've got Diddy and, you know, Lil Wayne.
Well, I can sing anything.
Exactly.
It's just whatever way you wake up that morning. Yeah. If we know that No Pain, No Gain was a hit R&B because I was singing it. But if I wanted to give that song to, say, Miranda Lambert, I'd say, No pain, no pain, no gain. I would just flavor it. I would just do an interpretation. And I can sing opera. I can sing whatever. You know, you just do what you do.
And you do that well. The new album out. Talk a little bit about this, please.
Well, Betty Wright, the movie, was a concept in my head for a while. And it came to fruition during the summer. I just started doing little bits and pieces summer before last. And when I came to the Grammys, and of course, you know, I was nominated and I lost to The Roots and John Legend. When we were going out the door, I was congratulating them. We happened to be walking out at the same time. And then I walked a few more steps and I said, if I had to lose, I lost to my boys. And then I walked a little bit more and I said, but it took 10 of y'all to beat me. And then we were making jokes, and I said, well, don't put out no record this year. You got to let grandma win.
Right.
And true enough, my collaborator for the album, because I had decided I was going to put this record out along with the same guy that I worked with Josh Stone, Steve Greenberg, with S-Curve Records. I says, well, look, I don't really want to be an artist, so let's just, I'll bring my label, Miss B, and we'll just do it together. I said, cool. He rides home with Questlove on the plane from the Grammys, and they sit, and it goes from, hey, let's work on some music together, a couple of songs on Betty. Hey, let's do an EP. Hey, it became an album by the time they landed in New York.
Well, and what can we expect? What do you expect to hear off of this?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's probably the opposite of linear. You know, music where you just hear the music and that's it. You can hear this, you can smell it, you can taste it, you can feel it, you can see it. These songs are movies. You can see what the songs are about.
Before we wrap this up, I saw you talking to Charlie Wilson.
Yes.
Is there ever going to be a chance? Because especially now in his, you know, back to the twilight of his career, what a comeback.
Oh,
any chance?
And see, to everybody else it's a comeback, but to us that are on the road, Charlie, he's never been nowhere. If he's off the radio, he's on that stage.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But when and I say comeback, but you know what I mean by comeback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because a whole different set of people are just
exactly.
waking up to him. It's because people are now going back and appreciating the real and the pure.
Absolutely. But here's the thing, though, because Charlie and I were talking about this, and I know the story with him on the street. When
yes.
I'm talking about that as
oh,
the comeback.
Oh, yes.
Any chance that we can see the two of you do something together?
Hey, I would love that. Charlie and I, we're like church babies, and yeah. we always, you know, kick it, you know, when we do shows together. I would love that. I would love that to life, you know, to do that from your mouth to God's ears. I got to try to make that happen.
Well,
and on my album, I have Lenny Williams, too. So these are guys that I always have loved that just have amazing voices.
Right.
And you
got
to really run to keep up with them, baby.
Well, he's in the building, so
yes.
hopefully you can catch up with
yes,
him.
Yes, I will.
And fingers crossed again for you.
Thank
for,
you.
For
Pray
Sunday
for
night.
Us. Thank you.